For the last several months, we have been walking through the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew. We have made our way through Matthew chapter 5, looking at the Beatitudes, salt and light, and what it looks like to have a righteousness that is greater than the scribes and the Pharisees. We are going to pause through the Advent season. We're going to be entering into a sermon series looking at John chapter 1, or the beginning part of John chapter 1, and then in the new year, we'll be jumping back into Matthew chapter 6, continuing in the Sermon on the Mount. I am in particular excited about this Advent sermon series because I am a really good friend of mine that is also a pastor. We have been comparing sermon notes and sharing ideas and praying for one another, really, as we preach. We're going to be preaching through John chapter 1 together. Exciting for me, and then also potentially exciting for you, because if you don't like my sermon, I can help you find his church online, and then you can listen to his sermon. Today we're looking at John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him. And without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life. And the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, I pray that as we enter into this Advent season, that you would help us to follow after you, that we would not be guided by the worldly celebrations, that yes, we include them, but that we would be guided, that we would be motivated by you, by that baby born some 2,000 years ago, our Messiah, Lord of lords and King of kings, our salvation, Heavenly Father, help us to recognize it. Help us to see that. Help us to enter into this Advent season with joy and gladness and peace. We pray these things in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. My family loves Christmas lights. I know for sure that Selisa and I love Christmas lights, and maybe we've just forced it on our kids, but I think they like Christmas lights too. But we find Christmas light displays to drive through. Just this last weekend, we drove through one in Carthage, Missouri, where my sister lives. We'll find ones in the Kansas City area to drive through. We find ourselves driving through random neighborhoods looking at other people's Christmas lights. I actually just took down the Christmas lights that were on our house because they've been on our house for the last several years, and they don't really work anymore. But we like having Christmas lights on our house also. Christmas lights really are a symbol of the Christmas season. They remind us of really this integral part of Christmas. And really, since the very beginning, light has been this integral part of the redemptive story of Jesus Christ. And many of us might think back to the star that led the wise men that some 2,000 years ago to find Jesus with his mother and father. But the idea of light and Jesus really goes back a lot further than that. John lets us know that the Word, or Jesus Christ, being fully God and eternally existent, was not only present at creation, but played a role in it. That really, since the very foundations of this world, Jesus Christ has been playing a role in the creation of it and the redemptive story of it. So we learn in Genesis 1 that on the first day, God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. And really, since the foundations of our world, Jesus Christ has been the light that was good and the light that created that separation from darkness. Really, that's what Jesus Christ is all about, is being the light that separates us from darkness. He comes into our world and light is revealed. Really, in the Jesus throughout Scripture is described as being light. In Him was life, and that life was the light of men. A light that shines in darkness. Scripture points to it over and over again. Matthew chapter 7, Mark chapter 9, John chapter 17. All talk about light being this idea of life. Spiritual life. Life-giving light in the midst of a dark world. True light that gives light to every man, woman, and child that has ever come into this world. Jesus Christ separates light from dark. And darkness has not overcome the light. So for several years, I lived in Olympia, Washington. If you're not familiar, it's at the bottom of the Puget Sound on the west coast, right below Seattle. Olympia, Washington, like most parts of that country, experiences about 300 days of rain. So about 300 days without sunshine. And you don't notice it at first. But then all of a sudden, you begin to think, when was the last time I saw the sun? And then all of a sudden, the sun comes out. And it's like everything changes. And, you know, Olympia is the only place where I have lived where people drive faster when it's raining and drive slower when the sun comes out. People save up sick days for when the sun comes out. There are times where businesses are not able to open when the sun is shining because so many people have called in. And you find the parks suddenly flooded with people. And it is this culture-changing experience. And people's attitudes change. You know, in Olympia, I worked for a youth center for high-risk homeless teens. And right on, you know, Main Street, you know, in between, you know, the Capitol building and some of the more prominent businesses. And it was not uncommon about once a month for those protesters to come down that street and they would throw rocks through windows. That never happened on a day where the sun was shining. At least not that I experienced. The light changes things. The Bible is littered with light. From the opening words of Genesis, the Old Testament, light is mentioned some 235 times in 46 out of the 66 Bibles, or books of the Bible. In Genesis, God speaks light into existence. In the Psalms, the psalmist declares, "The Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear?" In the Gospel of John, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." The light of life. Darkness is at times oppressive. darkness is at times all we can see. And it has this way of creeping into our lives, and before we even know it, taking up residence and root. But something that is scientifically true is that darkness is not a force on its own. Darkness is not a force on its own. Darkness is simply the absence of light. And so in those moments of darkness, where we're experiencing maybe that oppressive weight, maybe you're in one of those seasons right now. You know, I have those seasons from time to time, and sometimes they last longer than what seems like it should be a season, where you struggle to find hope, where you struggle to see, you know, the bright side of things, where it seems like we're living in this world that is on this, maybe this constant downward spiral, or, you know, maybe, like, if one more thing goes wrong, I don't know if I'm going to be able to handle it anymore. And we enter into those seasons, and the darkness seems to just cling. But Jesus Christ steps in, and he says, the solution to your darkness is my light. That even a little flicker of a light can begin to illuminate an incredibly dark room. That light overcomes the darkness. And so as we enter into this Advent season, you know, in our Advent reading this morning, the question was asked, what is stealing your peace? What is stealing your peace? What personal darkness are you experiencing right now? What's preventing you from seeing the light? What is needed in your personal darkness this Christmas? And what's needed is Jesus. What's needed is Jesus. For us to remember again and again and again that Jesus is the light of the world, that Jesus is the one that steps in and separates the darkness from the light. And so maybe, like my family, you'll find yourself enjoying the Christmas lights this holiday season. And you'll see these decorations. And you can be reminded that as you see these Christmas lights, that Jesus is a light that will always shine brighter than the darkness. You know, one of the things that Salisa and I have done since the beginning of our marriage is that we've frequently traveled to celebrate Christmas with family. And a lot of times that has taken us driving through the middle of absolutely nowhere. But at Christmas time, you know, even at great distances, you can see Christmas lights shining on houses in the middle of nowhere. And they're not always, you know, the nicest decorated Christmas. You know, sometimes it's just the people have thrown up a strand of lights. But even those, you can see from a long way off. And so not only can we be reminded by the Christmas lights that Jesus is the light, but we can be that light. And like Miss Vicky was saying this morning, that it doesn't always take those big, extravagant type of things. That we don't have to put on personal Christmas parades. That maybe it's just simply shining a little bit of light, lighting a candle, doing those small things of kindness, of joy, of shining light to the people around us, allowing people to notice. You know, one of the things that I get really frustrated with is people. But I don't mind going to the store. It's not the store that bothers me; it's that it's full of people. I don't mind parking my car. It's that somebody else has taken my parking spot. And it's especially true in this season, where suddenly it feels like there's a larger population, there's more people out and about, and it's really easy maybe for me to get grumpy, and I think maybe sometimes for a lot of us to get grumpy, to think, well, they just took my parking spot, or do they really have to put their shopping cart in the middle of the aisle? Like, there is only one kind of butter. You know, whatever situation we might find ourselves in, we have the opportunity to pause and to be the light. To remember that all of these people are in their own darkness as well. And that maybe by just slowing down or being a little bit more patient or a little bit more kind or being a little bit more courteous or maybe acting a little bit more like Jesus, we can be a bright light shining in the darkness. And so, friends, as you enter into this Advent season, may the lights of Christmas be a reminder. Not only is Jesus Christ the light that shines into your darkness, but He has also gifted you with the ability to be the light that shines into someone else's. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, help our lights to shine bright. Guide us, lead us. Remind us that we don't do this alone, that every step forward that we take can be guided by You. Help us to follow. Follow after Your light and to be a reflection of it. We pray these things in Your Son's holy name.